Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Today, once again, we're on our fun facts unit, and we're going to be talking about something that can be embarrassing, if people know it was you.
Yeah.
Farting.
Yeah.
Breaking wind. Letting them go. Yeah, that's the topic, believe it or not, for one of our fun facts. It's all about the embarrassment you feel when everyone knows it was you.
Yeah.
Like when you're in the elevator and everybody starts going, and everyone turns around and looks at you and like,
Mommy.
And they're like, yeah, it was you. We all know it. Okay. So that's going to be a topic of our fun fact. It's probably going to be a pretty funny question to answer, all about the embarrassment of breaking wind in public. So you won't want to miss today's edition of Fun Facts. Let's read through the couple of questions we have for you, and then Brian and I will be back to discuss them.
Reading. Fun facts. Farting is a normal bodily function. But breaking wind in public can make you feel embarrassed. So, should you hold in your farts? A. No. B. Yes. C. It depends how long. If you said A, you deserve thunderous applause. Holding in gas can cause your bowels to expand. Additionally, sealing in your farts can make you feel uncomfortable. However, it's best to excuse yourself if you need to fart while in a social setting. Sometimes you have to pee and a toilet isn't available. But what if you were in the ocean? Is it okay to pee in the water? A. No, you'll spread germs. B. Yes, it'll keep the water clean. C. Yes, it'll do the ocean life good. You guessed right if you selected C. Your pee and the ocean's water are mostly the same, except for one ingredient, urea. This natural compound mixes with some of the ocean's compounds to create food for plants that live in the ocean. So, if you're ever caught weeing, you can say, "I'm watering the plants."
Today's fun fact starts off by saying, farting is a normal bodily function. Okay, bodily function. Bodily just means relating to the body. Things that our body does, like sweating when it's hot. That is a bodily function. Farting is a bodily function, too. It's just the body getting rid of gas.
Right.
Sometimes it comes out this end, which is like a burp. That's burping. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes it comes out the back, downstairs. That's something else. That's called farting. We also learn another term for this bodily function, breaking wind.
Yeah.
This is a very polite way of saying it, right?
Kind of, yeah. Kind
somewhat
of old,
polite.
Old-fashioned.
Like old-fashioned. Mm. It's like if you don't want to be, vulgar about it, you say, somebody broke wind. Wind, of course, is like a function of the weather, the breeze.
Right. The
this is a different kind of breeze that comes from us. Okay, breaking wind in public can make you feel embarrassed. If you're embarrassed, it means you feel bad about something or you feel kind of awkward. Like if you were walking down the hallway at school and you saw that pretty girl you like and you tripped and fell
right
in front of her, you would feel embarrassed about it. Like, oh man, I can't believe that
start
happened.
Sweating a little.
Then you'd start sweating and all kinds of other bodily functions would happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully you wouldn't break wind in front of her.
Okay. In the middle of falling,
which would be just doubly bad. Okay, breaking wind is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shake.
shortcut for you.
Hey, Vina, pull my finger.
Okay. Was that thunder? Will there be a storm?
No, I just broke wind, that's all.
That doesn't make sense. How can you break the wind?
To break wind means to fart or to release gas from your butt.
I get it. Break wind means fart pee. Oh my god, I can smell it.
Hey, whoever smelt it, dealt it.
What? I didn't break wind.
That's a rhyme we say when someone breaks wind, so we don't get blamed for it.
Oh, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Oh well, now that she's gone.
That was our shortcut for you, all about breaking wind. So now you guys are educated on that very vital subject. We're going to learn even more about it, believe it or not. This relates to a very serious medical issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is about our health. This is serious. Wipe that smile off your face. This is a very serious subject. Should you hold in your farts? Should you keep them from going out the back door, in other words?
Hmm.
Okay, so we've got a few very straightforward answers here. A?
No.
B?
Yes.
C?
It depends how long.
Okay, depends how long. We all know you can't hold them in forever. Sooner or later,
it has to
it's
out.
Coming out, no matter what you do. So, no, yes, depends how long. What do you say, Brian?
I say no.
No, yeah, it just
no
seems...
No matter what situation I'm in, as soon as I feel it, I let it happen.
It's got to happen.
I don't fight the body because that's a fight.
The body knows what it wants.
Job interviews, you know. Wedding ceremonies.
Any situation you can name.
TV appearances.
That's why Brian doesn't have any friends.
I just toot the horn or whatever I'm doing.
Okay, so, and you say no, and I'm pretty sure no is impossible. I don't think you can do that forever.
Well, maybe.
Maybe there are people who can. Maybe I'm just hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah.
I'm going to say C. It depends how long. Okay. Maybe there's a certain point you can do it where it's
safe.
5,
10 minutes, maybe.
Okay,
minutes.
But Brian's going with no, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Okay. Let's find out what the answer is. And it says, if you said A, you deserve thunderous applause. Okay, well, you do. Yeah, here's your thunderous applause right here. The fart expert, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
You deserve applause. Applause is what I just did. This, clapping your hands together to show that you like something. You go to a concert, people, they applaud or they give applause.
Scream.
We're applauding Brian on his right answer. So why? Why were you right? Why is it A, no?
Well, the article says that holding in gas can cause your bowels to expand.
Oh, okay. Where are the bowels? Are somewhere around here.
In here, down below your stomach.
Yep, and if they fill up with air, that can be, or gas, that can be really uncomfortable, right?
Right. They can cause them to expand. Mm. If something expands, it grows inside from the inside, especially if it's filled with air or gas, and something can just... like stretch,
just
like
gets
a balloon.
Bigger and bigger. And
like a balloon, when you fill a balloon up and it goes...
Okay, well, so it causes that to expand. We call that feeling bloated. B-L-O-A-T-E-D. It's like just when you feel you have a whole bunch of air down around like your stomach or your bowels.
It kind of hurts.
It's uncomfortable. And the article says, additionally, sealing in your farts can make you feel uncomfortable. Yeah, it makes you feel not very good.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's best to excuse yourself if you need to fart while in a social setting.
I didn't know that part.
Well, now you know. Next job interview you have, you can say, excuse me, sir, and you... just, you know, walk out the door.
If you don't mind, I'd like to go outside and fart, if that's okay.
Yeah, pardon me. Pardon me. I'm just going to step outside and let one go.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a Bronx cheer.
I'm going to have a look around, see if anybody's there.
Yeah.
Next time I'm on the MRT, I'll be sure to keep this in mind. I can use this fun fact. I'll carry a copy of this article around. I'll be on the MRT, I'll fart, and people will be like, oh, why did you? I'll be like, it says right here. Not supposed to do it. Can't hold them in.
Sometimes you can do it on purpose to get a seat.
Yeah, exactly. If there's no seats available at MRT, just fart.
Someone
there
will
you leave. Go. Hmm. Instant seat, yeah. Instant car, private car, VIP, just for you. Speaking of pee, that's what our next question is all about. Oh. Sometimes you have to pee and a toilet isn't available. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's uncomfortable.
Sitting there waiting.
But what if you were in the ocean? Is it okay to pee in the water? Okay. Well, the ocean is huge.
Very.
When you pee, it's usually, you know, it's not that much, unless you've had, like, a whole bunch of soda to drink or something like that. Like a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
Yeah.
Is it okay to pee in the water? Okay, what's option A?
No. You'll spread germs.
Okay, what are germs?
Germs are very, very, very small living things that can cause disease.
Okay, so like germs are going to just come out into the water and you're going to spread disease to people?
Maybe fish will get sick from
that. Yeah, fish will get some kind of pee-related sickness or something. B says, yes, it'll keep the water clean. So you're going to clean the water by peeing in it. I don't know about that one. And C says, yes, it'll do the ocean life good. Okay, it's good for the ocean somehow.
I don't know if they want our pee.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Which one are you going for? A, B, or C?
I think A, because humans are not really, you know, water, ocean creatures. So if we introduce our germs to those animals, maybe they're not used to them and they could get sick.
Okay, that makes logical sense. I like the way you follow that through. Okay. I don't know about keeping the water clean, so I'm not going to say B. I'll say C. It'll do the ocean life good because this is fun facts, and sometimes the answers are a little weird. Okay. Let's find out what the answer is, and it says, you guessed right if you selected C. Okay, it is C. I totally guessed on that. I would love to say I knew that, but I did not. It says, your pee and the ocean's water are mostly the same, except for one ingredient. Okay, an ingredient is one of the things used to make a food or a product. Now, we're not talking about a food here for most people.
To make something.
To make something. The things that go into making another thing.
Right.
We're talking about the ingredients in ocean water and in pee. The ingredient that is not the same with ocean water is urea. U-R-E-A. Okay, so let's learn a little bit more about what this is.
Right. Well, it says that this natural compound mixes with some of the ocean's compounds to create food for plants that live in the ocean.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, it actually makes food for these ocean plants, something they can actually eat. Sounds kind of gross, but hey, they're ocean plants. They like what they like.
Yeah.
So if you're ever caught weeing is another word we use for peeing, going to the bathroom, you can say, I'm watering the plants.
Right.
Okay, I'm watering the plants. If you have a garden, that's what you do. You water the plants. You take a can of water, you pour the water over your flowers, over the vegetables. If you're in the ocean and you have to pee, you can just say, and you, like, say you're standing in the water and you're kind of looking around, and your mom says, what are you doing? Are you peeing in the water? Or is it,
No,
I'm watering the plants. Remember, ocean is not the same as the swimming pool.
Right.
This does not make it okay to pee in the swimming pool.
Do not do that.
Do not do that. Peeing in the ocean, it's fine. Ocean's huge.
It's good.
If Brian's swimming over there and I'm swimming way over there, Brian's peeing in the water, which I know you do.
I'm just getting rid of my urea and providing it to the plant.
He's giving a gift.
This is a public service.
Good man. Good man, yeah. Providing a service to all that aquatic life. Okay, so that's our fun fact all about farting and peeing. Don't ever say we don't give you useful information on this show. Now you know that you don't have to hold your farts in when you're in public. Makes your bowels expand. It's not good for your body, so just let it go.
Find a place.
And if you're swimming in the ocean, go ahead and pee. Go ahead and do it. It's good for the aquatic life out there. It's just like watering the plants in the garden. Okay.
I like to fart in the ocean.
Farting. That should be a question on our next program. Farting in the ocean.
That's fun.
Which is both hilarious because you get the bubbles coming up. It's like a hot tub. It's like a hot tub. That'll be a topic for another day. All right, that's our two very useful fun facts all about bodily functions for today. Before Brian and I leave you, though, let's go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today on English for You, on Fun Facts, we've been talking all about bodily functions, which can sometimes be embarrassing if they happen at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Farting, for example, if you're by yourself, no big deal.
Yep, no harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul. Or even if you're just around people you don't know, you don't particularly care what they think, oh well, it happens.
Crowded concert or something.
But sometimes they happen at the wrong time around the wrong people that
right.
you really don't want it to happen around. So that's the topic of the chat today. Have you ever been embarrassed by an accidental fart? Please tell all the viewers out there about this very personal, embarrassing situation.
Well, I think maybe the first time I just didn't hold it in front of my girlfriend.
Okay.
Like, I'm just kind of hanging around, and normally I would have excused myself and gone to the bathroom and tried to be very quiet. And that time I just said, you know what? I'm going to see what happens. And I'm just going to fart out loud. And then I'm going to blame
the dog.
I didn't have a dog. I'm going to blame my foot sliding across the floor. And
or said, the leather couch.
Yeah, it was my foot. It was the chair. It makes that sound.
But you know, that's interesting you say in front of your girlfriend. You know how studies have actually shown that couples who can fart in front of each other actually have the healthiest, most comfortable relationships.
I think so.
That's real research, people. I did
mm-hmm.
not just make that up.
Yep.
So that shows, you know, you got a keeper there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you fart in front of your girlfriend and they just kind of let it slide, no problem. All right,
or
there
laugh.
You go. You better put a wedding ring on that. All right. Farting in embarrassing situations.
Bad.
Oh, man, there's so many. Oh, so many times. First time it happened, like, say, in front of my... I'm married. So it happened in front of my parents-in-law, my mother and father-in-law, my wife's parents. And there was one time we were just over there. We ate a lot of food. It was spicy food.
Mm.
And there was just no keeping it in.
Mm.
And there was nowhere to go.
Mm.
There was nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. And it happened, and you know, you try to hold it in a little bit and let it be silent.
Yeah.
We call it silent but deadly.
SBD.
Keep that in mind. That's a very useful term mm-hmm. as well. Didn't happen. It was the exact opposite of silent but deadly.
Mm.
It was like loud and devastating.
Mm. Thunderous.
And thunderous. Everyone heard it. Everyone knew who it was. There was no hiding from it. Everybody laughed, though, which
yeah.
was good. They weren't like this guy. They weren't like, ugh. God, get this guy out of here. They laughed, so I kind of had to laugh too, but man, was I embarrassed.
Yeah.
Definitely not the setting you want that to happen in. If you're just around your buddies goofing around, yeah, farts are hilarious, though.
Especially guys. We might
especially
give them like
guys.
A rating, like 8 out
that's
of 10.
I give that an 8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
All right. You guys can discuss these embarrassing situations amongst yourselves as well. You can probably talk about this forever. It's a very deep topic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the end of the program, but please join us again next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Fun Facts. Farting is a normal bodily function, but breaking wind in public can make you feel embarrassed. So, should you hold in your farts? A. No. B. Yes. C. It depends how long. If you said A, you deserve thunderous applause. Holding in gas can cause your bowels to expand. Additionally, sealing in your farts can make you feel uncomfortable. However, it's best to excuse yourself if you need to fart while in a social setting. Sometimes you have to pee and a toilet isn't available. But what if you were in the ocean? Is it okay to pee in the water? A. No, you'll spread germs. B. Yes, it'll keep the water clean. C. Yes, it'll do the ocean life good. You guessed right if you selected C. your pee and the ocean's water are mostly the same, except for one ingredient, urea. This natural compound mixes with some of the ocean's compounds to create food for plants that live in the ocean. So, if you're ever caught weeing, you can say, I'm watering the plants.
Vocabulary Review.
Bodily. Sniffling and coughing are both bodily functions that we experience when we have a cold. Applause. The audience's applause lasted for a long time because they thought the show was great. Expand. The balloon kept expanding as I filled it with more air. Germ. Don't eat food off the floor. There are many germs there. Ingredient. We need several ingredients for this dish, including onions, pepper, and vinegar. Water. I like this plant because I don't have to water it very often.